smashed.
Oh, there it is. Early bird.
Hold
gets
on,
the
we
water
gotta wait
money.
For the Instagram thing to fire up. Come on, somebody, kick it on its side.
It thumped over.
It thumped over. all right, shall we get this little party started? What do y'all think?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Rick.
I'm Dan.
I'm George.
I'm Jake.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
In each episode,
we're going to talk about everything from growing up queer in the South
to the issues affecting our community today.
With a little bit of fabulous sprinkled in along the way.
Join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of queer joy.
Mixed in with the occasional bitch fest,
but always served
with the spiciest tea.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. Hey. I got my tea.
I got mine too, honey. Spill the tea, sis.
That's right.
I love it. Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back.
Episode 93, Gay Frogs.
Gay Frogs, honey.
I stepped on one of those earlier.
Oh, no, you didn't step on it. It squeaked out.
Well, come see, you know, six and one and a half dozen of the other.
I think they used to call them barking frogs where you come from. So anyway, I'm very excited to do this episode tonight. Diving into all these crazy ass queer LGBTQ conspiracy theories. That's why I love the title of this episode, Gay Frogs, because it's an Alex Jones reference to how we were putting out gay frogs to turn people queer. I mean, these people come up with some of the most, well, I mean, I don't know if it's the most ridiculous thing. I do kind of love, I mean, that could be fun, right?
I mean, allegedly.
Right? But I think maybe
we should sell gay frogs on our online account, right?
Let's make a t-shirt. We'll sell it as merch. I'm all in.
Totally agree.
I think we can't start this conversation, though, without the ultimate of conspiracy theories, the toaster theory, right? Like, everybody that recruits someone into the community gets a free toaster. I think that was something that was running around in the 80s and the 90s. Is that right?
Well,
it was. I wouldn't know about
what was happening in the 80s because I was much too young to be recruited into anything except for Boy Scouts and Bible camp. But go on.
Right. So that was a big thing. So that's one of the things. It was a crazy, ridiculous thing. And when Ellen came out on her show, that was one of the things she said to someone, well, I get a free toaster.
Toaster, right?
If, you know, yeah.
And maybe because we pop up.
I don't know.
Why no one's ever cashed in on that with a big pink toaster, I will never know.
I think the reason for the toaster was that was probably the number one gift in the 70s and 80s to give a marrying couple was a toaster. So if you hooked up with somebody as Ellen did, you got a toaster. It's like, oh, Lord, really? I'm by my own damn toaster.
Well, I know the toasters were like very stereotypical. Like you open a bank account, you get a toaster. You get like
I think that's more like what it was played off of, was the fact that no matter what you did, anytime you joined a bank or you joined a club or anything, a toaster as sort of a welcome aboard gift. So
I see. So,
well, like, you know, the nicer thing would be a toaster oven so I could get a grilled cheese sandwich. You can't make a grilled cheese sandwich in a toaster that pops up, you know? No.
Well, I mean, I've got my air fryer, my Cuisinart air fryer convection oven right now. I love that thing so much. I can air fry. I can make a grilled cheese sandwich. I can heat up French fries. I can make chicken nuggies. I mean, I'm all in. So
did you turn someone or did you buy it?
That's right.
No comment. I'm going to go no comment on this one. Lord. There's also the gay agenda, right?
Which,
I mean, I have used as many a subject, like a meeting title. when we do meetings at work in our ERGs, our employee resource groups called out. I'm like, what's the gay agenda today? So that's always fun. But there's this idea that LGBTQ people are out to sort of take over the world. The whole community wants to take over the world. We don't want to take it over. We just want to make it pretty.
Well, I'm also like, hell yeah, take it over. Like, please, somebody, it's burning to the ground.
I mean, it is kind of a mess, so it does need somebody to kind of step in and fix things, right?
And trim it up a little bit, right? But the greatest thing about the gay agenda is it's the same as everyone else's agenda. We would just like a nice life that is full of happiness and love and laughter and not so much damn drama. I mean, that's what everyone wants. That's everyone's agenda. The gay agenda is just like everyone else's agenda.
Just a little more colorful.
See? She's got pretty borders. And
Exactly.
And yeah, it's got dragonflies for bullet points and stuff like that. So
sure. I like the gay agenda, like to become like more accepted worldwide or to become more like, yes, I say yes to all of those things. Like, absolutely. If that's the gay agenda, then it's this idea that's the stereotype, then I'm all for this stereotype. Absolutely.
Totally agree. And I think to make it a little bit easier for our next generation, I think that gay people of our age, and no one's going to talk about their age, we're looking to make the next generation's life a little bit easier. That is a gay agenda. If I see someone who's gay and who needs a little bit of help, I'm willing to lend them a hand, to give them a hand up, because that's what we need to do. That is our agenda, because so many of us have been persecuted or kept down or made to feel other than. If I see someone who's struggling and I can make their life easier, that's this gay's agenda right here. That's me.
Oh,
I love it. All right. I'll go with another one on my list. The Lavender Mafia. I actually kind of love this one.
I love this one. I hope it's real. I really hope that it's real.
I mean, I want to make it real. I'm all in on it. But it's a conspiracy theory that claims that gay and queer people have infiltrated positions of power in both government and media. And, well, if that were the case, we wouldn't be fighting all the stuff that we're fighting right now. But you know what? I'm all in on Lavender Mafia. Let's do it.
Okay, but bitch, like, it's the word infiltrated. Like, what year are we in? Like, people can be openly gay and have high positions of power. Like, that's so ridiculous to me. But also, like, you say Lavender Mafia. I've always heard Velvet Mafia.
Oh, I kind of like that, too. That's got a nice little, some kind of coat ring to it, like a nice coat.
Don't you feel like you're really well-dressed?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Of course, I feel like, yeah, like, I hope this is real, but also the idea of, like, oh, you're infiltrating. Oh, okay, because it's so hard to become, like, I don't know, to work at DreamWorks now and be queer and open about it. Like,
right?
Calm down, people.
Insane.
So when we talked about doing this episode, one of the things that I saw was an article on the Anti-Defamation League's website about how Jewish people were hooking up with LGBTQ plus people to push an agenda to knock out the white race in this country. Oh. And one of the things that they talk about was that these right-wing...
This is a conspiracy theory, right?
Yes, these right-wing nut conspiracy theorists are like, well, Disney is full of Jews and queers and fags. And so they're trying to turn all of our children to something else. And I'm like, really? I thought it was Mickey and Minnie. I didn't see Mickey and Michael. I saw Mickey and Minnie. What's going on with this shit? But the thing is, one of the things that I experienced growing up was that there was so much anti-Catholic and Jewish sentiment in the Free Will Baptist denomination. And now what I see is some of this stuff is being regurgitated and recycled. And I'm like, wow, really? I thought we had moved past this 50 or 70 years ago, but I gather we have not.
Look, no. if the cork bottom platform sandal can come back around, look at all this bullshit.
Right. I mean, I have hated tie dye in four incarnations, and that still keeps coming back.
Yes, ma'am. Like it is.
And how many times has bell bottoms or some form of skinny jean come back over the past, like, since I've been alive? Anyway, geez.
I mean, if I could get a girdle to push my belly, now we're back to that bell bottoms.
Now we're back to that that relaxed baggy look. That's just like the stuff from the 90s. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, the giant leg jeans from the 90s. All that.
Honey, what I'm looking for is the 1974 basketball player shorts. I'm like, bring it on, baby. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Ever popular.
So
ever popular before basketball shorts became knee length.
Yeah, right. Somebody needs to hem that stuff up, honey. Nobody wants to see that. No one.
I do think here's a gay conspiracy theory that's probably very true. I'm just making this up as I go along. But gays they turn every conversation into fashion. We just did that.
Well, okay. I have a story to tell.
We just like pretty, right? Come on.
We just did actually talking about the Velvet Mafia, but I do have a story to tell actually that may actually confirm that little myth. When I did a cross country road trip with a straight friend of mine, oh my God, I don't know when it was. It was probably 15 years ago. And we drove from California I went to North Carolina, but his family was in Georgia. So I let him out there, but we didn't stop. I think we stopped in Texas overnight and that was it. But we just kind of kept going the entire way there. This guy is talking about all kinds of sports stuff, Super Bowl and basketball and baseball and all this stuff. And I think we got to just outside of Texas, maybe coming into Alabama. And I was like, okay, you know what? It's been days. I appreciate all of this, but I don't understand any of it. And without missing a beat, my friend turned around and said to me, started talking to me. He switched out all the sports names for Manolo Blahnik and all the every fucking shoe designer and label that you could think of. And it was like a light bulb. I was like, oh my God, I get it.
I get it now.
I totally got it. And so I think that myth actually might be confirmed.
Ralph Lauren was against Donna Karen, and they came across the field. And you,
Calvin Klein, came in the middle and said, "Time out, hold on, I need to see this again." Yeah. So
the Super Bowl is like the Met Gala week. Yeah. Of sport.
Yes. Totally, this is a great friend of mine, and I swear I've never loved that man more in that moment. I thought it was just fantastic. So. Myth confirmed.
I don't know how you put up with that conversation that long, though. Like, I would have opened the car door on a speeding highway.
He was driving most of the way.
Roll, honey. Tuck and roll.
This is your stop, sweetheart.
But no, he was driving most of the way, so I just let him have it. I was like, if I don't have to drive and I can watch the countryside, I'm good. I can zone out that way.
Yeah, you just like a little. I'll just take a little Valium. I'm just gonna sleep through this conversation. Exactly.
Honey, you mentioned Valium. We're talking Dan's language, honey. Bring it on.
All right, here's what else one. You got on your list, Rick?
I was gonna say, here's one. This one I had never heard of before, but it came up, and I did obviously a little research because it's what I do.
Apparently, she got all the time in the world.
Well, I don't. That's the problem. But it's this one about the secret gay colony on the moon. I mean, that's kind of hot, though, right? I'd kind of be into that. It's a wild theory, though, that's proposing that there's an existence of hidden LGBTQ settlement on the lunar surface. But why? What would be the point?
Well, I mean, I assume that means that guy that owns Tesla wants me. What's his name? Elon. He wants me. Can I go to the moon with Elon? He has a rocket and shit. Sure. Whatever.
So what this tells me is on the moon right now is Judy Garland, Sylvester, Divine,
yes,
Andy Warhol.
And Elvis, probably Elvis too, you know.
Oh my God. It's I think that's exactly right. It's 100% right.
That is what is happening on the moon, and I am here for it. The moon is actually one giant disco ball. That's all it is.
Right, right. Totally agree.
I love it. It's Studio 51.
Okay, yep, that too. On 55.
Oh my God, here's another one. Transgender time travelers. Wild claims that historical figures are actually transgender individuals traveling through time. I kind of fucking love that.
I kind of love that.
I think that is fantastic. Yes, let them travel through time and change our history, please. Somebody go back to 2016 and fix that shit.
Because we aren't time traveling, we're in this time. We're in this. This continuum, we won't know if it gets changed.
This is true because we're not outside the what do they call that in Star Trek? The George, help me. Come on,
I don't know. Space time continuum.
Time space continuum. Yes, that's it. We're not outside the time space continuum. So
we won't know. But I'm hoping they're out there doing it.
Indeed. Somebody go back to 2016 and let's fix that mess.
All right. So. Here's something on the other side that litter boxes in schools hoax. So starting in 2021, a false rumor alleged that certain North American schools were providing litter boxes in bathrooms for students who identify as cats.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you...
Such a ridiculous...
No, seriously, but this was a thing... No, it is. It's totally ridiculous. It's
crazy.
And
well,
you know, and,
I mean, I think that's the thing.
I mean, here's the thing. I think that they like the things that get written that are like that. Like they're written for an audience,
a specific audience,
and they know that audience is not going to research it. They're just going to take it at face value and say, "Oh, this is horrible. Yes, this is true. Let's get up in arms about it."
Yeah, like Pizzagate,
right? So one of the things that I want to say on this podcast is we must all be vigilant because if you can sit at home and not go vote next year or this year, we're going to lose. We have to be very vigilant and be ready because there are crazy people like this that believe a cat litter box. I mean, honestly, are you shitting me? We have got to be ready.
Oh my God.
And we got to go out there and do that shit.
The litter box, I'm just, your comment with the litter box. Never mind.
We can't believe this shit. Get out of the litter box, bitch. Go vote.
It's very true. Yeah. It's like, and you, if you don't vote, you have no voice to complain about anything. You get exactly what you get.
No. And if you don't vote, the rest of us could suffer, or all of us could suffer.
So here's another one that I actually am kind of loving. It sounds almost like a superpower to me. The queer Illuminati. Mm-hmm. It's a belief that there's a group of LGBTQ people who are secretly controlling all the global events and institutions. Oh, I mean, we
going back to what we were saying earlier,
there's a lot that needs to be cleaned up, and you know, maybe we should be in control of it. You know, I used to love when certain people would get on social media and be like, they're trying to take our guns and all this other stuff, and I'm like, well, yeah, somebody has to. You don't know how to use them, right. Like, so shut up and just hand it over because we're done. We're tired of it. So. Anyway, so somebody should clean it up, right?
Someone should clean it up. And if there is a gay Illuminati, if that were true, if there were the gay Illuminati in control of making decisions for all these world powers, do you really think we'd have the clowns running for president this year that we actually are going to have again? I mean, come on. This is not where we would be.
Right.
We would not be back at the circus.
Here's one that's straight out of a soap opera. The gay weather machine. It's It's I can only assume it means that when we roll into town, honey, it's like a windstorm. But it's a humorous theory that suggests that LGBTQ queer activists control the weather in order to promote their agenda. So yeah. In other words, if you don't come to my show, I'm gonna rain all over your parade. Which probably so actually
here's,
might be
here's something I can so here's something that we all know because we live in Los Angeles. That's bullshit because it often rains at Halloween when there's a gay parade in West Hollywood. Really? No, that's totally wrong. If we could fix that, it would never rain at Halloween in Los Angeles.
That's right, because Halloween's one of the high holy days of homosexuality.
That's right. It's homosexuality. it's gay Christmas, honey.
It has been often.
That's ridiculous, Rick. I don't even know. Why did you even bring that up? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Rick-diculous.
It is Rick-diculous.
I mean, I kind of love some of these crazy things that they all come up with. It's absolutely hilarious. Then there's the queer conspiracy of a queer currency conspiracy claiming that LGBTQ individuals control the world's financial systems.
Oh, God.
No, we're just better at buying stuff. So we have disposable income at the ready, and we're just better at buying stuff. So,
okay, hear me out, because I personally am terrible with money. Like, I'm just like, because there's too many pretty things to buy, and you know, we are in a terrible deficit as a nation. So, like, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe the gays are just like, you know what? We should buy Iceland. It's cute. Let's do it.
And we should help the economy out. I've been doing that for years.
And right?
Another one. American Express. I like my country.
American Express has always been a big supporter of the queer community. So, you know, I'm a big supporter of American Express.
Yeah, what?
Totally agree. Totally agree. Let's tag them. I think we should.
Uh-huh. Okay. We can do that. I think I'm about out of stuff. Oh, lesbian vampire seduction. Oh, I love this.
I saw that movie with Susan Sarandon, Captain DeNerve.
Bite me, honey. Bite me. Bite me. Right. Bite me.
It's a stupid trope that suggests that lesbians seduce straight women in order to get them into their lifestyle.
Well, it's totally true.
Okay, I'm not straight. I'm not a straight woman, but bite me, baby, bite me.
I mean,
no, that's crazy. That's stupid.
What is that old saying? Like, you know, someone's just a six pack away from queer.
Yes, exactly. A six pack and $7 for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Ew. Ew. You have crossed the line, Rick. You've crossed the line.
This coming from menthols and white rain. Okay.
Look,
thank you.
Look. Listen. Those I want to say this happen. One more. I want to say this one more time just to clarify this, and I'm never going to say it again. That was the car, not the guy.
Okay, Dara, whatever you say.
Because it's gross.
So this is actually based on an article that I saw in, I think, The Advocate today, as a matter of fact. The gay gene engineering. And basically that, well, maybe it's more about the gay gene and the fact that there are many theories out there that a gay gene exists. And there's been search, at least I know, of some friends of mine who were twins and both were gay that participated in a study to see if there was a gene if there was a gay gene. And I know they've been searching for it for as far back as like the 90s. And there's like all this fear and concern that if they do find out it exists, what would happen to the queer community? Would abortion suddenly become legal in all these states, where all 50 states?
Oh, right. Because suddenly... Mm-hmm. Suddenly.
What happened with your friends?
The study actually, they weren't able to find anything at the time. So, and then one of them has since passed on.
And okay. obviously the gay gene is Sergio Valente. Everyone knows that.
Z Cavarici. Exactly. Jordache.
Jordache, honey. Nothing comes between me and my Calvins.
Well, that's what we should do one of these days is a fashion through the through the decades episode. That would be fun.
The Arucci.
CK1. Oh my god. Ugh. Remember when malls used to reek of CK1? I couldn't stand that. Ugh. Makes me nauseous to this day.
The one that really that I remember so strongly, like so intensely crazy, was when Abercrombie and Fitch used to pump into their air conditioning system that Fierce cologne that was, and it just you could not escape it.
There was no getting away from it. You're exactly right.
But yes, I say yes to a fashion show of the decades episode. Dan, I'm sure you're in. You love fashion.
Totally agree. 100%. I'm in.
Dan's like, I've got shoes and bags covered.
I mean, done and done.
And any kind of accessory, I'm all in it.
She is on board. And if we start talking about the preppy trends of the 80s, the cashmere sweat, the cashmere sweaters and the penguin, the dolphin shorts, honey. She's got it.
right.
Baseball shorts.
So Rick and I had dinner on Saturday or Sunday. Saturday, right? So we were downtown, and the AKA sorority was there.
Oh, they were fun.
And they were so fun. And the AKA sorority's colors are Kelly blue and pink. And I'm like, oh, I know this. So it was so much fun.
Kelly green?
Yes, Kelly green and pink.
That's cute.
I know he said blue, but it's
Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Yes.
That's cute.
We had fun. Yep.
That's cute. I think I used to have a pair of shorts that were like Kelly green and pink Madras. Because you know, yeah. you gotta have a Madras.
Yes.
Okay.
Honey, a good Madras is my best friend. Best friend.
It will hide a multitude of sins behind a Madras, honey.
Okay, so here's one. And again, this goes back to the title of the episode, but it's from Alex Jones. It's about the fact that he was suggesting that chemicals in the air or water are turning people gay. Chemtrails and gay frogs. Hence the name of our episode. But that guy, man. Woo.
Turning the freaking frogs gay. Yeah,
whole new meaning to the word horny.
Watching those people, those whole like Joe Rogan people.
I know they are something else. They are. Well, speaking of conspiracy theories, I think my ice cubes might be a little dry.
As my Aunt Lucy used to say.
Oh, how is Aunt Lucy? We haven't heard from her in a minute.
Well, I think that she would be appalled that people are questioning the gay gene, because clearly,
right?
She had very good taste. She knew exactly where to get jeans, honey.
Exactly, Jordache. Again,
yes, but before we go, yes, love that.
Before we go, did you have something you wanted to share with the group, George? Something that might have happened over the weekend?
No, I don't. But thanks so much for asking, Rick.
Are you sure? Sure?
Super sure.
I think you should share.
I'm super sure.
I think you should share. Do it.
I'm going to leave this room if you don't stop.
Fine, George may share this later, right? Okay, maybe later. Let's see what's going on with George soon.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you, George.
All right.
We're looking forward to unfold, honey. Come on, unfold.
Me too, girl. Me too.
All right. Well, I think that concludes another week of Queer Magnolias.
Yes, it does.
And all of our conspiracy theories. I mean, there are many more out there. I mean, we could do a whole like series on some of the crazy shit that pops up about the queer community. But anyway, we're not going to do that now.
Right. And we tried to keep it very lighthearted.
If you'd like to have something to share with us in the comments. Because if we need to do another show about this, let us know.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see y'all next week.
Look at those. They're frozen in time. Look at them. Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.